the dresses deteriorating, the music, the videos, the interest in weapons, that parent needs to go in that room. They need to do it, and they need to tell the child, I love you, and I'm worried, and this is our house, and we need to work on this as a family problem.
Erin, thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you, Ray.
Erin joining us from Seattle. Joe's next in Tallahassee. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ray. Clearly, the parents were involved in this, and that they aided and abetted their children into getting the information that got them on this wayward path. They bought them the computer. The kids didn't buy the computer. The kids went to the internet unsupervised. They got hooked up with this, what's called a holocaustal sect. It was on their links page before that was taken down. But the holocaustal page is still up there on the internet. And it all talks about exterminating the normals and killing the pinks, and it's a big thing about pipes and pipe bombs and trisexuals and this sort of stuff. Any parent would see it and know that it's bad news. And yet, you know, with bartenders, if they see someone that's drinking a lot, they can go ahead and be liable for that. It seems to me that parents clearly should have a responsibility when they get hooked up with these far-flung cults. Like, I mean, even the name, the Holocaustals, I mean, doesn't that tell you something? And this is all part of that Church of the Subgenius thing, which is a big deal about, you know, superior mutants and supporting deviant behavior. And now we see the ultimate tuition of that, don't we? When people behave this way, that the extreme behavior that can come out of it, and people are responsible, it seems to me that the parents have a clear responsibility in this regard.
But I guess, Joe, the question is, where does it go, where do we cross boundaries from simply feeling that they're responsible, deciding that morally they're responsible, to where they can land up in court?
Well, society-wise, I think we need to kind of ask ourselves, is entertainment and freedom of speech worth, you know, basically getting people killed? This whole Holocaustal thing, they're still going full force. They still have their web pages up. They're having a revival this weekend in Boston. Right this weekend, the bodies aren't even cold in the graves. And they're having some big, what they call a revival, Friday, I think it is, at some restaurant, the Middle East or whatnot. And they celebrate this type of stuff. To them, it's funny. And people just stand by and, oh, well, we can't do anything about that. Well, if we can shut down, you know, KKK people from wearing hoods, why can't we stop people who are advocating the same type of behavior, which is lynching and killing people, from plying their craft?
Who wants to talk to Joe?
Well, I'll respond in one way. Joe, you obviously know a lot about this cult and some of these things you've been talking about than I do. I haven't heard of these things, and it sounds horrifying by your description. I'm not sure I know enough to sort of concur in all of your characterizations, but I do want to say I agree with you about this. I don't believe the First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech, which is a very important foundation of liberty in this country, but I don't believe it means that people bear no responsibility for the things that they say, the things that they post on a website, the films and videos that they produce, and the things that those productions might prompt someone else to do. I don't think it's right morally to say they have no responsibility, and I don't even think it's right legally to say they have no responsibility. There's a very interesting case that's working its way toward the United States Supreme Court about the liability of a Boulder-based publication that published a hitman manual that was used by an assassin to kill a woman and her son. And I think that's going to put before the court this very important question of whether the First Amendment means not only that you have a right to speak, but a right to be altogether free from the consequences of speaking. I don't think you do, and I don't think the court will say that you do.
And Joe brought up a lot of different things, some of which I've heard of and some of which I haven't heard of, but the Church of the Subgenius, there's not a lot of harm in them, and it's more a joke than anything. It calls itself the world's only, admittedly, for-profit, non-tax-deductible religion, and it's more a spoof than anything else. But, Joe, thanks a lot for your call. We'll go next to Steve, who's calling.